Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 11, Tuesday. Related Verses. Ephesians 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Psalm 119, verse 9, and 140, verse 9. With what should a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Verse 140. Your word is very pure, and your servant loves it. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me vainly, but it will accomplish what I delight in, and it will prosper in the matter to which I have sent it. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the endurance of Christ. 1 John 2, verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, truly in this one, the love of God has been perfected. In this we know that we are in him. 1 John 4, verse 16. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Related Reading. Today God is in his word. This word contains the reality of God, which is God himself. God himself, as this reality, has a special function, which is to sanctify us. Those of us who read God's word frequently have this experience. Whether or not we understand the Bible, as long as we read a little of God's word in the morning and consider this word a little during the day, we are sanctified. When we read the Lord's word again and again, all the worldly matters in us are removed, and we are cleansed and sanctified. God's word brings in God's reality, and in us it produces a special effect, which is to sanctify us and to deliver us from this mixed world, so that we may be separated unto God. The world is very mixed. But God's word of reality sanctifies us and makes us pure. The result of this purity is holiness. The more a person is in the word of God, the purer he becomes. A man who is not in God's word but is in the world is complicated and impure. However, if we have God's word within, this word with God's reality will do a sanctifying work within us to separate us unto God, thus making us pure. Satan is the prince of the mixed up world, but our God is the God of purity. The word of reality sanctifies us and delivers us from the mixed up world, turning us back to the purity in God. In this way, we are one. In 1 Peter 1, verses 22 to 25, the purification of our souls is the Spirit's sanctification of our disposition, that we may live a holy life in God's holy nature. It is deeper than the purification of our sins and the cleansing of sin. The latter is the purification of our outward doing, the former the purification of our inward being, the soul. This is like the washing in the word in Ephesians 5, verse 26. To have our soul purified is to have our mind, emotion, and will, the parts of our heart, purified from any kind of defilement and contamination. This actually means to have our mind, emotion, and will delivered from all things other than God and fixed on God as the sole object and unique goal. This kind of purification is accomplished by our obedience to the truth, which is the content and reality of our faith. When we obey the truth, the content and reality of our faith in Christ, our entire soul is concentrated on God and in this way is purified from all things other than God. This is to save our souls from all filthiness by receiving the implanted word, which is the sanctifying truth. According to Peter's word in 1 Peter 1 verse 22, we purify our souls by obedience to the truth. Here we have the three matters of the purification of the soul, obedience, and truth. We should not take any of these things for granted. Instead, we should ask what truth is here and also what it means to have obedience to the truth. Furthermore, Peter says that this purification of our souls by obedience to the truth is unto unfeigned brotherly love. Here, Peter speaks not merely of love, and not only of brotherly love, but of unfeigned brotherly love. Then he goes on to urge us to love one another from the heart fervently.